Rodeo time. Gotta get her on down the road.
How now, brown cow? Rodeo time all the time. We got your man, Dale Brisby.
Well, I'll be in time.
Sounds good. Looks good. Under the hood. Roll that beautiful bean footage. He's not talking. Yes, he is. Howdy, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Dale Brisby, greatest bull rider ever to walk the earth and the most humble. You're welcome. Now, I'm here to let people know something. What are you here to let us know, Dale? I'm glad you asked. I'm here to let people know that it's rodeo time, America. That's right. That simple fact. And how I'm going to do that today is we're going to give you the January 2019 Pro Rodeo Sports News Recap. Read it and weep, people. First off, we're going to talk about the cover. We've got your man, Sage Kimsey, your other man, Trevor Brazil. Both greats. Dale, if you're so great, why aren't you on the cover? Because I'm like these guys' mentor, and I'm so humble, so I let them get on the cover. Sage, we're celebrating his fifth consecutive world title. Wow, impressive. Trevor, 24 world titles. That's going to be hard to beat. He's got a lot of records that are, I think, 73 go-round wins. Interesting. What's most interesting about it, Dale? Well, some of the biggest news in the PRCA for 2018, Trevor retired. He heard a rumor that your man DB was, y'all got a lot of men, your man DB was going to start calf roping. And before I could get to him and say, Trev, I'm not, he sent out the announcement. But he only retired from full-time rodeo. He's got some kids or something, I don't know, something he wants to spend time on, whatever. But he's still going to go to the big rodeos. He's still going to go to, you know, them big added money bull ridings, which he's a man after my own heart, because the saying does not go spurring big bramer necks for average size checks. That's not how it goes. So we're going to see him at the biggins. Dale, who else won world titles in 2018? Well, since you don't know how to run Google, apparently, I'll tell you. You had your all-around Mr. Trevor Brazil. We also had the bareback riding, none other, Tim O'Connell, former world title winner. World title. What are we, boxing now, Dale? No, we're not. But we might be if you keep asking me dumb questions, riding bulls and punching fools. Better be glad you're looking at this over a YouTube or hearing it over a podcast. So, Trevor wins the all-round. Tim O'Connell wins the bareback riding. Steer wrestling, Waggis pack. Not going to spend a lot of time there. Why not, Dale? Because my ex-girlfriend Vicky left me for a fat steer wrestler on the Blanco River and had a passel of kids. That's why. Team roping. Clay Smith, Paul Eves. Great job at the NFR, gentlemen. You won it all. On to the next one. Saddle bronc riding. Next up, I'm not even to the pages yet. I know this because I'm Dale Brisby. I'm the expert on all things rodeo. Saddle bronc riding, Mr. Wade Sundell. You know how much money he took home during the NFR? I'm going to fact check myself. I'm going to speed up because I'm pretty sure that it was $177,000 that he won. That's $17,000 a day for 10 days on average. Yes, I'm good at math. $17,000. Is there anything that you can do besides oil money checks where you can get $17,000 a day? Yep, $177,327. Your man is the man. It's hard to dance with this microphone in front of me. Wade won the saddle bronc riding. Caleb Schmidt won the tie down roping. He earned him 142 G's in those 10 days. Great job, Caleb. Brings us to, well, since the barrel racing is the WPRA, we don't have all the details here. Beautiful young lady. I've had the pleasure of sitting down with her many a times and doing some interviews. Haley Kinzel, now dating a fellow star bull rider, Jess Lockwood. Love to see, you know, just the bull rider barrel racer combo there. That's fun. And last but not least, Sage Kimsey won the bull riding fifth consecutive. We've already talked about that. He won $118,000 at the NFR. Total earnings, $415,000. A lot of guacamole. Bested some of his recent records. Your man, Justin Rumford, has won two awards this year. Coors Man in the Can, as well as 2018 Clown of the Year. Congratulations, Rump. That is one man I would not want to arm wrestle. No, not because I think he's stronger than me, which he is not. But it's because I don't want to sit across from him because he's got bad breath. And yes, you can use my words against me. Bad breath is better than no breath. One day you're going to be able to smell that over podcast technology. I know. Turns us to the Rodeo Houston page. It's going to be a PRCA rodeo. Some more big news this year. That's going to make the standings a little interesting. Be watching out for that. March rolls around. Starts February 25th, actually. So, January rodeos. We've got Odessa. I'm going to check that out. I want to say, I know Preston Burr won the saddle bronc riding. Who won the bull riding? We'll check that out. Anyways, January, we have the Texas Circuit Finals. A little bit later than most circuit finals. I'm wearing my vest in honor of Mr. Tilden Hooper, who won all three rounds. I know he was 88 on Jesse's Girl of Stace Smith's because Stace is my boy, word up. But I don't know the other horses he got on. I was not there. I was skiing in Steamboat Springs at Music Fest, actually with Stace, who, by the way, I'm glad you brought this up, tried to kill me, okay? That is not a lie. Stace Smith took me down a double black diamond. Now, I'm on a board. Your boy has been on a board maybe 13 days in 7 years. So, of course, being Dale Brisby, as athletic as I am, yes, I'm great at it. Like, almost the best on a blue. I'm going to be honest with you guys. On a blue. Calls me. I couldn't hook up with him the first day. Randy accidentally takes me down a black, but it was like an easy black, and I almost died, but I didn't. The next day, we get hooked up. So he's got two sons, Riggin and Rylan. Riggin is like 16. He's like a superstar athlete at everything. Rylan is, I want to say 12, maybe 11. Also a superstar, but I'm thinking, if this 11-year-old can make it down this run that Stace is about to take me down, surely I'll be all right. Not the case. The 11-year-old did make it down, but he's like a little ski star. I don't know, like a super ski puncher, a snow puncher. A super snow puncher is what this kid was. I was up there for like an hour. Touch and frickin' go. Stace, we get over the top. The whole time he's like, hey guys, it's going to be fine. We were going down a blue, and he was like, it's going to be just like this one. It was not just like that one. Typical stock contractor. Give him X and two, just a hopper. Oh, really? The international sign for, I don't know the rein on that horse. I'm not sure what he's going to do. This might be his second out ever. Give him X and two, just a hopper. They do that with their hand right there. Flop it. The man was mad that I had spurred all of his bulls and given half of them spur Brisbia. So he's like, I'm going to kill him on this run. On this double black diamond, which, I mean, we went over like, I'm sure they named it Brisby Ravine. If anybody has ever passed away on that mountain, heaven forbid, it was on that run we were on. Long story short, I made it down, made it out of there. It's one of those runs make you think about life. You know what I'm saying? Make you think about life. Like, what am I doing with my life? What am I doing? If I get down off this mountain, like, should I marry her? Should I? No. Negative. You should not. So anyhow, January's been a great month. I know it has for me. I hope it has for you. We're getting kicked off into the 2019 season. San Antonio starts. Let's Rodeo San Antonio. I'm going to be there. I hope you will also. And after that, we're on to the next one. So where's the next one? I don't know. Because this PSN doesn't have the business journal in it, and I don't get service out here to look it up. So thank you. Thank you, George, new PRCA commissioner. Don't be mad at me, though, and text me. Yes, we text. Yeah, I just throw him some suggestions every now and then. Hey, this is DB. This is what I think should happen. Who is DB? Derek Begay? How did Derek Begay get my phone number? Funny, George. Funny. Anyhow, I'm on to the next one, and, you know, I'm going to leave you with this. The windshield You know, you're looking out your windshield. As rodeo cowboys, we're always, you know, keep it between the mayonnaise and the mustard, the white line and the yellow line. That's what mayonnaise and mustard means. And that rear view mirror, it makes up about 3% of the windshield. So what is behind us is of 3% importance compared to what's in front of us. Dale, that was deep. That was deep. Hey, that's what you guys pay me for. You don't actually pay me anything. This podcast is free, and so is this YouTube video. But you're welcome for giving it to you. I'm going to give you the truth. I'm going to spit some truth. Okay? Boom. 7. You lost. Dale Brisby wins again. I'm so honest, you can shoot dice with me over the phone. That's what I meant there. Boom. 7. You lost. Dale Brisby wins again. Am I referring to myself in the third person? No. The fourth. All right, folks. I'm Dale Brisby. I'm on to the next one. Pow, pow.